Good morning, Wisconsin.
Morning, world.
It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. We hope you're having a great start to your Thursday. Happy Friday Eve. James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of production, our co-host Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Let's kick things off the way we like to with our good friend Brittany Merlot talking a little Mother Nature. Brittany, it is a beautiful sky out there today, mm-hmm. and that is in part because, well, the Brewers won, and it's always easier to do a show after the Wisconsin team wins.
That's true.
That is one of my, in 20 years of radio out here in Wisconsin, that is one of the major things I have learned. So the weather is going to be secondary.
The weather is still home run material, okay?
Yes. Oh, nice. It is. Nicely done, Britt. Nicely done.
We're going to hit this one out of the park, guys.
All right. Mostly perfect.
Sunny. It's going to stay that way for a good chunk of the day today. High temperatures, still getting a slice of warmth, hitting those low 70s. We've got calmer winds. Mother Nature is calming down here, and as we go through the afternoon and evening, I think we'll start to see more and more clouds building in as that cold front passes. So maybe a sprinkle or two at night after the sun sets, nothing wild. I know I wish we had a little bit more rain if we needed, but that's not going to be the case today.
All right.
And for tomorrow, beautiful sunshine, a little bit cooler because we'll be behind that cold front with highs in the upper 60s. So still a gorgeous week. Everything looks good tonight, just maybe a light sprinkle while we're sleeping. But who cares?
Perfect.
Yeah, excellent.
Perfect. Well, only rain at night, yeah.
It'll be nice. Brittany, you are safe!
Thank you.
Nice.
I stole that base.
Yeah, you got that.
Coming around home, yeah.
We appreciate you, Brittany. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day rounding the bases, and we will catch up tomorrow, and bring it on home tomorrow, okay?
Sounds good. Go Brewers. Have a good day.
You too, Brett. Literally the best in the business,
yep.
Right there for Brittany Merlot. Jim Cantore's got nothing on Brittany.
Nothing on her. She's chasing storms. She's doing forecasts. She does it all.
Awesome. If you haven't gotten to hear our director's cut with Brittany, everybody, be sure to check that one out. Mm-hmm. That was one of our most fun episodes. That was a blast.
Go to
civicmedia.us, everyone.
Yep.
We got a fun show in store for you today. We're going to be getting into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club in just a little bit. Looking forward to that. Then Seth and I got a bunch of other stuff to do today. Americans are hoarding toilet paper again. We will find out why. If you had a t-shirt with your most used phrase on it, what would it say?
It's
an interesting
one. Oh, I got to think about that one.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. We've got two AI podcast hosts found out that they weren't real and had an existential crisis.
Jeez.
That seems weird. And it's a Thursday in the 9 o'clock hour. That means we will kick things off with our pet of the week.
All right.
Not sure if they're going to be able to join us today. Talked to Tim a little bit last night.
Mm-hmm.
He is a little preoccupied. He got a handful of other things going on. So he sent me some information.
Oh, excellent.
And let me choose the pet of the week.
Oh,
so we got
nice.
We will see what I decided. I still haven't. I've got it narrowed down between 15 animals.
I was going to say.
So we'll see.
They should never let you do that.
No, they should not. No.
It takes you forever.
Plenty of other entertainment news in there for you. Why did Leah Thompson and Michael J. Fox not get along on the set of initially on the set of the Back to the Future?
Okay.
We have that coming up for you. Pink Floyd sold their catalog. How much did they make?
Ooh, money.
Frankie Valli is in the news. And I thought that was quite interesting, Seth.
I heard a little bit about him recently, and I'm like, I didn't know he was still alive.
I don't think you're...
Sorry, Frankie.
No, you're not alone on that one. And a little bit after, we'll have 11 movie etiquette rules everyone should follow.
Ooh, okay.
That's kind of an interesting one.
We'll see.
Fun. And Hotels.com has their most unusual room service requests. We will get into that one a little bit.
Always a fun topic.
Going to look forward to that. But I was joking about the Brewers winning last night, but I do want to have a minute of playmakers here now.
Let's do it, yeah.
Be sure to join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 5 to 6 for playmakers. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing. Congratulations to the Milwaukee Brewers with a victory last night.
Yeah, pulling it out.
Nice win, mm-hmm. and an exciting win. And it's, I mean... for one, we'll talk more about this on Friday, but I think it's pretty safe to say you got the face of your franchise now. Christian Yelich has been a little bit on the downswing, yep. And even with him playing well, he has not been as consistent as far as health-wise.
Right.
And look, Christian Yelich doesn't realize it, but he's part of the Maloff family. I'm not at all saying that his career is done but this is a game of stars, mm-hmm. like every sport, and you have one emerging here in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. Left and right, mm-hmm. Whether it is out on the field in game one with some great fielding that he was doing, or hitting two home runs and being the youngest player ever to hit a leadoff home run in a playoff game.
Man.
That's an incredible stat right there to think about.
Yeah.
These guys are getting younger and younger and
more amazing.
Yeah. It's just awesome.
I mean, it's remarkable.
And this is something that Seth and I were talking about in our pregame a little bit. I think baseball is the one universal sport in America where even if you don't know anything about it, you don't care about sports.
Don't follow it.
You know this time of year, whether it's the mm-hmm. beginning of summer or spring, or it's this time of year, you know what's going on.
Yep.
You understand the stakes and the excitement of this time of year when mm-hmm. these players just step up out of nowhere and blow you away.
Love it.
Got a caller calling in. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yes, if Jackson doesn't get Rookie of the Year, then the baseball gods are dead.
Agreed. Preach. Agreed, sir. 100%. 100%.
I got two of them yesterday, yeah.
Kid is amazing.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of fun to watch. Did you get to see the game?
I watched it, yes. I want Jeffy to watch tonight, too, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, it's going to be a good game tonight.
Door,
yeah.
Lock it all up so nobody can come in.
There you go.
I'm sit there in front of the TV with all my snacks right in front of me.
Love it.
Right on.
Oh, love it.
I can picture it right now. Enjoy, man. Enjoy yourself, sir. Thanks for the call. Have a good day. Go Brewers.
I got to point out real quick, they vote for Rookie of the Year before the playoffs.
Yeah.
So he's still got a good chance, but then there's a Paul Skeens guy.
It is in the same league.
I mean, it's going to be tough. It'll be close. I think he'll get a few votes, though. I really believe that.
We'll touch on this more on Friday, yep. But the difference of a guy who plays every couple of days and the guy who plays mm-hmm. every day, I always think that's an interesting conversation when it comes to that.
It is.
A Washington State Patrol trooper stopped a driver in the high occupancy vehicle lane when their supposed, quote, passenger turned out to be a seat back dressed in a plaid shirt.
Someone else has tried this again.
This person really, really thought that they were pulling one over, and when they were pulled over, didn't understand what was wrong. Now we have seen a lot of these. You're right, Seth. Mannequins.
Yep, mannequins.
We've seen, especially during Halloween. I think we've seen a scarecrow before. different type of things.
Yeah.
This gentleman, all he did was take a typical flannel shirt and put it over the seat. And he's got a $200 fine coming, $186 fine, with an extra $200 added on to the because of being in that lane,
mm-hmm.
and that and everything.
Yep.
It should be higher. It should be higher because he didn't even try.
Like, no.
If you put some effort into this, I'm not saying that you should. You know, you're still going to get in trouble and still going to fine.
Yeah.
But maybe it should be a little bit less, just like $20 less.
Yeah.
Because at least you put some creative effort.
Exactly.
Into it.
Come on, we got to account for that. Yeah. This is lazy.
This is very bad. This is. I mean, you're ruining it for everybody. That ain't right, man. That ain't right.
See, it's like, you make the story not even that great by just putting a flannel shirt on the seat, man.
I've got minutes to fill here. You gave us no content.
Yes. How dare you? How dare you not consider us?
We wrap up our first segment with right here, because this is a good one, Seth. An estimated 210 dogs turned up with their owners to watch a movie in Vermont. And the event was just shy of breaking a world record.
Oh, no.
The event aimed to gather at least 220 dogs to watch Andy Mitchell's Netflix documentary Inside the Mind of a Dog at the Memorial Sports Center in Millbury. Lisa Mitchell, the director's spouse and an organizer of the world record attempt, said the official count ended at 210, just a little bit shy of the world record. The current record of 219 was set at Los Angeles screening of Paw Patrol, the mighty movie, in 2023. All the dogs, paws up. Paws up.
Paws
they all
up.
Loved it. They are they big. Did. Big fans of Paw Patrol. Big fans of the idea of a whole town being run by dogs.
which, if you've ever seen the show, it is kind of like that. It is. It's really kind of weird.
Look, I like Marshall as much as the next guy, but I don't know if you should have a Dalmatian in charge of your fire department. I don't know if that's a really good idea.
Should you do that? No.
Doesn't seem safe.
And they're driving, by the way, too. Boy.
And not to mention, the one in charge of him is a little kid. It's like he's not even a teenager yet. When he turns into a teenager, that show is going to change.
It's
going to be a very, very different dark show. There were 280 registrations, but about 70 no-shows, Leach just said. So there were a lot more people planned for this.
Well, I see, I think I know the problem. People are just assuming that dogs want to watch movies about dogs. You know, they didn't ask the dogs what they wanted to see. Maybe they're big James Bond fans.
It's a good point.
Maybe they wanted to see a James Bond movie. They got to think about that next time they do this.
Maybe they are big Kevin Smith fans and wanted to see Dogma. Sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize. I want to apologize to every single one of you that takes the time.
Quarter after eight.
To listen to us.
Can I sneak out of here?
All dogs go to heaven. It just doesn't seem like, I can't get past the dog thing. I think that's a really good, that's a really fun point, man.
You should ask the dogs. Maybe they want to see something different.
Maybe play Amadeus.
Maybe they're big Mozart fans. I don't know.
Maybe comedies get some, Animal House. Animal House.
Maybe they want a horror movie like Old Yeller, you know, something like that. You know, it is the season for that, so.
Oh, I love this topic. What movies dogs would watch. Well, no morning show is doing this.
Nor should they be, actually. They probably shouldn't.
It's probably a fair point. We'll go to break. We'll be back with more fun here at the morning show on WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends at El Cafe. Go visit them right now at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Treat yourself. Head on over there. Wish them a great day from all of us. Got an amazing menu over there. One of the more unique menus you're going to come across. Wonderful cookers over there. Wonderful chefs. Wonderful people. Go ahead and head on over to El Cafe today and wish them a good day from all of us.
Yes.
Get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Love celebrating with you. Send them to info@WFHR.com. info@WFHR.com. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages as well and call up
424-2600 right now if you want to add to our list or add to any list, as a matter of fact. We don't care. We'll just take birthdays right now.
Yeah, we will take them. Go ahead and get them to us. If they're early, that's fine. We'll just put them away and we'll get to them a little bit later. Pam and does an amazing job keeping track of all these for us. All at the top of her head. She doesn't write anything down.
She is amazing.
We got some great ones lined up for you today. We want to do some more celebrating, so get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Seth, I need a one or a two.
One.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. Get right into it. And first up, want to wish a very happy birthday to Laureen Evenson.
Oh, happy birthday, Laureen.
Laureen, enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you. Now, is that Lauren or Laureen? Now I'm second guessing myself.
Oh, it's Lauren, I believe. It is Lauren. Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm fancying up the name. Lauren.
Make your name a little better there. Yeah.
Lauren, enjoy your day. Yes. I apologize. You can mess up my name all you want. Enjoy. Hope it's a great one for you. Mm-hmm. And you can even brag to people, hey, messed up my name.
Messed up my name.
Who messes up Lauren? Dyslexia DJs. That's
yeah, basically.
And a happy 60th anniversary to our qualifiers, Don and Bev Sleater.
Oh, Don and Bev, congratulations. Happy anniversary.
Wishing you guys a fantastic one.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, I got that wrong. Bev and Don. I'm just trying to mess up. Happy 60th, Don and Bev, and wishing you a great one.
I had the same initials as my parents. I just realized.
Isn't that cool?
Dean and Barb, Don and Bev. I like that. Yeah.
Love when that happens. Mm-hmm. It's always funny to me when you notice things like that and stuff. It's a fun feeling. It's fun.
It is.
Happy 60th, Don and Bev. Mm-hmm. We take a look at our celebrity list. First up, Noah Schnapp is 20. Will on Stranger Things.
I was going to say, I know that name from somewhere, and that's good.
Does a good job on that show.
Man, they really got some good young actors for that show.
You know, when the show first came out, the nostalgia of it really pulled a lot of us in. Mm-hmm. Especially, I think it was the first episode. They had the kids in old Halloween costumes and every 80s
Halloween. Doing the D&D and stuff like that,
There was something about that part of it, but the more I watched watched by the end of the first episode. One, I mean, it's got Winona Ryder, so of course I'm going to watch. But these kids, they blew me away. Like, there is no bad casting in that show.
No.
Every one of these kids is incredible.
Yeah, yeah, you can only get so far on nostalgia. You need to have a good story and a good cast, and that's exactly what they had.
I don't believe that since the turn of this century, and you had the shift over of vaudeville actors going to screen,
mm-hmm.
and that you've had this many good child actors.
Yeah.
I don't think since then you've had that.
Yep.
There are almost no bad child actors anymore. They're all incredible.
Yeah.
And all coming to take my job.
They're all coming, every single one of them.
I cannot compete with that.
Speaking of scary stuff.
Yeah, that's scary.
There's a horror show. Yeah.
An actor turning older. Yes.
It's the scariest thing.
A$AP Rocky is 36, hip hopper, I believe actor too. Speaking of actors,
we're running out of hip hop names, by the way.
We really are. Yeah. Junis Sumoto is 38, the newest Chewbacca in the Star Wars movies.
Oh, yes. Oh, replacing the immortal Peter Mayhew. Yes. Yeah. All 7 feet of him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got to get those tall actors, man. They got to get some work, too. So
it's pretty cool. When you look at the old posters for Star Wars, mm-hmm. you see those guys on their names enlisted in mm-hmm. In the top billings. Peter Mayhew as
yep.
Chewbacca.
Yep.
Frank Oz as Yoda. That kind of mm-hmm. I don't know. You don't see that anymore. You know, you don't see lower named actors necessarily named in
where they
names.
Were on the thing. Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
The great Tessa Thompson is 41. Valkyrie in the MCU. Bianca in the Creed movies. Charlotte in Westworld. Agent M in Men in Black.
Yep.
Just great.
Fabulous actor. She's great.
And she has been doing something that is sneaky hard to do. She is working a lot, and people like the industry hasn't gotten tired of her. Actor or moviegoers mm-hmm. have not gotten tired of her either. It could be a danger for an actor to work too much.
Mm-hmm.
But she's just been taking the ball and running with it, man.
She's got so much charisma.
She's great. She is great. Really good. One of those people
loves her. Yeah.
Yeah. One of those people you see and you're like, man, I'd love to work with her. Like, she just seems like a lot of fun and great. A really good actor. Sean William Scott is 48. Stifler in the American Pie movies.
Mm-hmm.
He's on I don't know if they renewed it or not, but he was on a show on Fox for a little while there, a TV show. He's had a couple of performances here or there, but I thought that he'd have a much stronger career than he's had.
Yeah.
That's not on him. That's just on the industry and really the way that works. Talib Kweli is 49, other half of one of the greater rap duos in the last 20 years. Blackstar, Mos Def and him, mm-hmm. two of the greatest rhymers out there, and one of the greater tag teams in rap in a long time. Nev Campbell is 51. Sydney in the Scream movies. Julia in Party of Five. Leanne Harvey in House of Cards.
Mm-hmm.
Good actor.
She had a very nice career, yep.
Yeah, she's good. Gwen Stefani is 55.
Oh, wow.
Another 90s star right there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Kevin Richardson from Backstreet Boys is 53 and Gwen Stefani is 55, and I don't know why that all just kind of fits together though.
Because it makes me feel old anyway. Yeah,
for sure. I'm gonna be honest here, and I don't know how this sounds. I didn't know Gwen Stefani was older than me. I don't know why, that just surprised me.
She looked when No Doubt first hit it, like in the mid 90s, she looked really young, but apparently she just looked younger than she was.
Doing something right.
Mm-hmm.
Clive Owen is 60. A lot of younger people out there might know him as Bill Clinton in Impeachment on FX. Mm-hmm. He was in Sin City, Closer. Sneaky, wonderful performance in the action movie Shoot 'Em Up. Wonderful actor. But Children of Men. They don't mention Children of Men on here, which is arguably his greatest performance.
Yeah.
Interesting movie. Very interesting movie with his performance standing out. And that's hard to say because there's a lot of great performances in it. I feel like he still hasn't gotten that role that he should have gotten.
You know, it's funny because I was just thinking, his name popped into my head out of the blue the other day. I'm like, I did one of those, hey, whatever happened to, you know, Clive Owen?
Yeah.
It's not like I know he's working, but it's like he was on that trajectory.
Oh, yeah.
To be like a superstar. He had the look, you know, he had that kind of, you know, those looks, and he was a very good actor. I remember him in like Gosford Park. He was great in that one. He was in a couple other really good movies, and then Sin City, and then all of a sudden it was like, where'd he go? You know, I thought he was going to be a movie star.
You know, you got those movies where maybe you don't think it's the greatest movie you've ever seen, but whenever it's on, you stop and watch.
Mm.
There are certain movies like that. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite movies, top 10 movies to do with that, is Inside Man. that he stars in. It's a Spike Lee movie with Denzel Washington, Jodie Foster, Clive Owen. You can imagine.
There's a cast.
Yeah, you can imagine why I love that movie. and it's just, it's very well done. Mm-hmm. It's a very different Spike Lee movie. It's not like if you didn't know he directed it, you wouldn't know. There are two things that Spike does in his movies and nobody else really does that he's kind of like patented and mastered. The idea of having... So one thing that Spike Lee did very early in his career that it blew everybody's mind, Martin Scorsese literally wrote him about it. The idea of you usually have a cameraman, your cameraman is in a chair and he's filming. Spike put the actor in the chair and flipped the camera around and then moved them around. And he does this in almost every movie he has. There's a scene in this one where it's done perfectly with Denzel, like better than it's ever been done in the movie, I think.
Amazing.
And Clive Owen is so charming in it and so good.
He is.
if you're looking for a good Clive Owen movie, and you haven't seen that one.
There you go.
If you haven't seen Inside Man, go see it right now. Like, well, wait until the end of the show, but then go see that movie. It's a very good one. Tommy Lee is 62. Motley Crue drummer.
Drummer.
Unfortunately, the one thing that nobody seems to talk about is how dang good of a drummer
he is.
He's
a very good musician.
He's an incredible drummer.
He is.
There was, as far as like setting up these wild drum kits, Tommy Lee is the one that really got that going. He was being turned upside down and playing drums. There are people that don't like Motley Crue, but will still go out of their way to tell you, yeah, but Tommy Lee is a good drummer. Like,
I think that of all those bands, there was a certain level of the really good ones. Motley Crue was one of the better ones, and I think that's because of all the how good musicians all the guys were in that group. After their wild lifestyle, I mean, that's what people talk about, how wild they were and everything like that. But no, I mean, they were very good musicians.
Sorry, I'm going to lose some people here, and I'm lucky that Terry's not coming in again this week. Motley Crue by far and away was the most talented band of that of the hair bands.
Of the hair bands, yeah.
By far and away. CeCe DeVille? Like he was a good guitar player, but he wasn't as good as what's his name in Motley Crue.
I can't remember his name off the top of my head either.
And there was no drummer that was better than Tommy Lee.
No.
And I don't know, Bret Michaels, come on, man. Bret Michaels? Like no.
Poison was fine, but they weren't the same level. No.
Motley Crue was on a different level than that.
Yeah.
Jack Wagner, 65. Secret Agent Frisco in General Hospital. He was also on Melrose Place and had a hit song.
He did.
All I Need.
In the early, you've heard it, everyone. You've heard this song in the early 80s. And one of my, he's one of those guys that kind of pops up every now and then kind of thing. They had I'm going to totally nerd out right now. So I apologize to everyone out there. Okay, so my favorite show is Mystery Science Theater, right? Mm-hmm. My second favorite show of all time was the original run of Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Not surprising that Frank Conniff from MST3K also wrote on that show.
That's right.
It's a very similar sense of humor. They had one in the first season. They had a thing where Sabrina's friend was they were trying to convince her she was in a dream because she discovered all this witch stuff. So she said, who do you usually dream about? Well, I usually dream that Jack Wagner comes and rescues me. And so here comes Jack Wagner.
That's awesome.
Hilarious.
That is hilarious. Good on him for doing that.
Exactly.
It was
very funny.
Ronnie Laws is 74 of Earth, Wind, and Fire. He's the saxophone player for Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh.
One of the more underrated guitar players of all time, Lindsey Buckingham, is 75 today, formerly of Fleetwood Mac.
Songwriter? Oh, man. Yeah. Excellent songwriter, too.
I mean, people want to talk about his relationships and all that and everything within the band and stuff. Nobody talks about his amazing guitar playing. He's an amazing guitar player. Chubby Checker is 83 today.
All right.
Ernest Evans. Ernest Evans is his real name.
Yeah, it doesn't have the same snap as Chubby Checker.
I know he's 83. I almost guarantee you he can still twist.
He can still do the twist.
And probably better than most of us. and as far as people no longer with us, my top three guitar players of all time, Stevie Ray Vaughan. In 1954, passed away way too early in 1990 right here in Wisconsin. A guitar genius. Genius. Mm-hmm. You know what it's like to hear somebody play the blues and they're playing it differently than you've heard the blues?
Mm.
Imagine that. How old the blues is. And you've got a guy that comes out and Muddy Waters and all these guys go out of their way to be like, this kid's different.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about this kid that's different. The way Stevie played was just different.
He had like, he was one of the most respected guitarists.
And original.
In any genre. You're right, though. All the blues guys, the old blues guys were like, no, this guy's real thing. He's the real deal. Yep.
And I saved this one for you. It's a little out of order, but also happy 73rd birthday to Dave Winfield.
Dave Winfield! Yes. Proud Minnesotan Dave Winfield. That's right. Yes.
One of the greater athletes we've ever seen, but we didn't know. I don't think a lot of us knew.
No. By the way, if people don't know, he went to the University of Minnesota, of course. He starred in three different sports. He could have been drafted in three different sports. He, of course, went to baseball, but he was looked at as a tight end. In the NFL, and he was looked at as a forward in the NBA. They were scouting him for that too. Can you imagine?
Oh, I can picture him as a power forward.
And if you've ever seen Dave Winfield, he's a gigantic human being. I mean,
he'd have been a Hall of Famer in any of those sports. And I genuinely believe that.
Yes, yeah, I think you're right. And one of the best smiles you'll ever see. He had such an infectious personality. Dave Winfield was the all time greats, all around guy.
I certainly remember him as a Twin and some of that. But that Toronto, that last series, just a really
the
'92
when he finally got his World Series. Yeah, that was a great time. Oh man,
fun career to watch. Mm-hmm. Also, best selling author. Best-selling author, New York Times best-selling
author. Doesn't
surprise me. It's crazy. What a life. We wish a happy birthday to Lauren Evanson.
Happy birthday, Lauren.
And a happy 60th anniversary to our qualifiers, Don and Bev Sleater.
Don and Bev, congratulations and happy anniversary.
Enjoy your day, and we encourage you to treat yourself. Go over to El Cafe. They're at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edward. Seth and I will be back with more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine.
God. I haven't heard it in a year.
Love it. Screaming Jay Hawkins. One of a kind.
It's the greatest Halloween song, man.
It's gotta be.
Because it's so macabre. His voice is just perfect. I've heard a lot of people try to do that song.
Oh, no.
Nobody should try to do that song.
And partially because, now, we don't really know how the recording went, but the legend is that it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. He was dead drunk when he did that. And I can get that, but he did a fine job with it,
A little bit of that, welcome back to the show, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Seth and James here. And it looks like our fellow Americans are hoarding toilet paper again.
Why?
People are panic buying toilet paper because of the big port strike. And the hoarding is even sillier this time. Dock workers on the East Coast and Gulf Coast walked off the job when their contract expired on Tuesday.
Okay.
They're looking for better pay and more protections against job automation. Mm. So nothing's coming in through those ports. Americans who are still traumatized by the great TP shortage of 2020 rushed to stores like Costco and Walmart this week and cleared them out. Time out just for a second. Let's think of our older generation for a second right now that actually like lived through the Depression or actually went through real trauma, real things.
Rationing.
Like shortages.
How about World War II?
Like, yeah, yeah.
There was rationing going on, yeah.
Like, I can't imagine how dumbfounded they must be right now. and I don't know if they're laughing or disappointed or if it's a combination.
I think it's
little
both.
Column A, little column B. But I want to apologize, even though it is not me doing this. I just feel like somebody should to them. Like, we're sorry. We really dropped the ball on this one.
Yep.
Americans who are still traumatized by this are a big part of why this is happening. But it turns out there's no reason to stock up on bathroom tissue because we don't really import much of it overseas.
I was going to say, I get my expensive imported toilet paper. I need to make sure I get that brand.
For the love of all that is. I just thought, for a second here, maybe I'm being too judgmental here. Maybe, this is something that is not easy to find out where toilet paper comes from. Let me do a deep dive. It took me 5 seconds on Google to be able to find out that 90% of the toilet paper in this country is in this country. Importing it. It's one of our bigger exports. If you are somebody in another country, you might want to be hoarding toilet paper. But even then, you don't have to worry about it.
Right.
Like, and what faith do you have in strikes and unions and everything, too? It's not even been 24 hours.
Seriously.
We got to get all the toilet paper. Where's that 2-ply? Where's the 3-ply? Oh, I'll take half ply.
Well, here, let me do a roundabout way to something
sort of ply
that we've talked about before. Okay, so you were just talking, the United States uses most of the toilet paper in the world because a lot in the rest of the world uses something called a bidet, which you don't use toilet paper with, or very little, in other words, to use it. So instead of panicking and going out and buying that, why don't you go out and buy a bidet?
Once again, our brains are shared.
This is definitely
what I wanted to get to. none of this would be an issue if we just had bidets everywhere.
That's right.
Just had bidets everywhere.
I've been listening to people, man. They say it's like life-changing to get a bidet.
It's so much healthier and safer.
Yes.
Healthier, yeah. I mean. Cleaner.
So much waste that we don't have to worry about. Yeah.
So around 90% of the toilet paper we use is American-made. Mm-hmm. The other 10% comes from Canada and Mexico. Where they don't need ports.
A ship. Yeah, they don't need to ship it over the water. They could just bring trains and planes, you know?
So once again, let me remind you guys that there is no need to hoard toilet paper.
Well, you know, I'm sure none of our listeners are doing
no,
this. No, they're too smart for that.
They're like, nah, we're cool.
We're good.
Yeah. this is a little bit tougher, though, for you, the listeners, and including myself. I almost even shied away from this one because I was not sure how I would answer it.
Okay.
If you made a shirt featuring the phrase that you or your partner always says, what would it be? So if you made a shirt for your partner featuring the phrase they always say.
Oh, you do it for your partner. Okay.
Yeah, that's a little different than I expected. Someone asked the internet if you had to wear a t-shirt with your most common, with your most used phrase. So that's what I thought it was.
Yeah, okay.
So what would your most common, your go-to phrase? In radio, and you all have listened to me in this area for a long time, you know that I do this from time to time. There are crutches we lean on in radio.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of them.
Yep.
And then some. Or, things like that.
Yes.
You hear a lot of listeners, people on radio, including myself, say that.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that.
Right.
There's a lot of crutches we have.
Yeah, this is a fun topic or something like that. Yeah, but and it's perfectly natural and normal. Yeah.
Interesting. I lean on interesting a lot when it comes to our own conversations we have in day-to-day life. We do this very same thing.
We do.
It's just more noticeable when it's on the radio and their voices are isolated.
Especially if you listen to it a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. But we all have these. And while they're not necessarily catchphrases, they are sort of like catchphrases for us. They are go-tos.
Right.
Everybody's got the person, the friend that says, take it easy. Yeah, everybody. Everybody's got that one friend. Take it easy. Doesn't say, never says goodbye. Is it take it easy, man? Yeah, always. Everybody's got that one friend. So maybe they would have that shirt.
Yep.
Here are some of the best responses. No worries.
Oh, yes.
A lot of people would have that on their shirt.
I've been known to say that once or twice myself.
I don't know. I just work here. Yeah.
I've used that before. Yeah. I don't use it a lot, but I've used it. Yeah.
I feel like a lot of companies should have that.
Yeah. I don't know.
Fair enough. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Where did I leave my ...
Oh, that's not fair. No.
that's not.
No, that you can't use that. That's everyone loses things and say, where did I put my thing?
You know? I don't know about that one. So basically, I think you are on mute. That's good.
Zoom calls and every
That makes sense.
Yeah. I use that one a ton.
Yeah.
Okay, that might be on my top 10 list, or my top 5,
I'm not a doctor.
Boy, I hope you're not saying that one too much.
That one you probably should.
Yeah, don't be giving out advice. No.
It is what it is. Okay, yeah, that one I'm a little guilty of that one. When you're young and you say it for the first time, you feel like you're Shakespeare. It is what it is. Yeah. Yeah. And then you get to be like 30 and you're like, I got nothing else, man. I don't know. It is what it is.
Did Shakespeare write that?
I got nothing, man. Whatever works. That's wild.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I know a few people who use that one. Yeah.
Whew. What a day. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why I turned into Al Pacino on that.
Yeah.
What a day. Hoo-ha. Well, there was.
You needed to put some emphasis on it.
I think this one might be one of my relatives. Man, I tell you, anything that starts with man, you hear me do it all the time. That's one of my crutches is man. I use man a lot.
Yeah, man. Whatever, man.
Moving forward. Yes. Yes. Yeah. That's actually
a very useful phrase when, like, in your meeting and everything's bogged down. It's like, let's just get moving forward.
There are times where it is used in a good way.
Yeah.
But for the most part, you hear that, and I don't know about anybody else, but I immediately start to clench up. Like, oh, what is coming?
Yeah.
What is coming?
Moving forward.
Okay, quiet, please. So that would probably be okay. For a teacher or something. Great Caesar's ghost.
What?
I like that on a t-shirt.
That's a good one, but I don't hear many people use that anymore. No, but that, no. I love that phrase. It's great, yeah.
But yeah, there's some good ones out there. There's good ones.
I have figured it out for mine. Mm. Now, going through this list, I now know what mine is. Hmm. And it's horrible because I do it way more than I should. Well, you know.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Which means I'm good at, like, I'm going to whip out some really obscure piece of trivia or something like that that you're not going to care about, really.
Get comfortable. Get comfortable. It's good. I think on mine it would just be, I'd like to apologize right now. Like, Sorry. Actually, on the front it says sorry, and on the back it says, I'd like to apologize. Let's take a call. Good morning. You're on the show.
I mean, we could ask Wham Incorporated to make some really cool t-shirts for us.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Yes, we're going to put them to work, yeah. Yeah, we've got a handful of them.
Not to pick on you too much, though, Seth. There's one, every time you say it, I have to kind of just smile and kind of laugh a little bit.
Okay, all right.
You always say, that's fascinating.
That's fascinating.
Oh, that
I do. Wow, you're right.
I haven't caught that. Oh, that's good. That's good. I didn't caught that one.
I would put that on a shirt, actually. Oh, that's fascinating.
Yeah, and it's just got to be one word. Like, yeah. It's like all one. Yes, I like that.
People would be like, what does that say?
Kev, do you have one that you go to that you catch yourself saying a lot?
I mean, it is what it is.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is. Or, you know, I do say whatever a lot, you know, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, pretty much a lot of the ones that you said, I've said or gone to a little bit, you know, and otherwise there's another one out there that I got to bleep out one part. It's like, sun shines on a dog's, you know what?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Happened to be yours.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I find myself like catching into ones like splitting the atom. And I'll say that, and I'm not really trying to, but I'll shoehorn it into things where it doesn't belong. I notice I do that a lot too. If I get a phrase that I really like, and like, oh, I like that one, I'm going to use it a lot, and then I use it too much. I see myself doing that.
Oh, idioms,
too.
Gotta love them. By the way, it is what it is. Adjacent to that is so it goes.
Oh,
and yeah. I use that one.
That's
I know.
A good one too. That's a good one too. Yeah. Well, let's hear from the audience of what theirs are. Kev, we'll reach out to Wham Incorporated and let you know how it goes.
All right. It's all good, guys.
Safe travels out there.
Yeah. Have a good day, man.
You too. Safe travels, brother. We appreciate you. Best listeners in radio. What would be on your shirt, everybody?
Yeah.
What is your catchphrase, essentially? What do you go to? What do you lean on? What do you say a lot? Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad, actually. We will take a quick time out. We'll be back with more show on the morning show, WFHR. Oh, that's what my shirt should say. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here on WFHR, locally grown radio. What is it about like surfer rock that has a very like Halloween feel?
It has a little. It can if you do it in a minor key, it sounds spooky.
Yeah,
it really does. Yes,
I don't know if I ever caught that before, but it does. It has that kind of.
It does. Yeah.
This is interesting and kind of funny, and maybe a sign of the times or a definite sign of the times. There is a clip going viral of two fake AI generated podcasters hosting a show, and they have a full existential crisis when they find out that they're not real people.
Okay.
Notebook LM is an AI note taking tool Google put out last year. A new audio overview feature is in the news after people realized it can basically turn anything into a half-decent podcast.
Jeez.
Feed it any info you want, and it spits out an audio clip of two AI voices discussing in depth. The voices sound so real now, you can't even tell. Someone wrote up a one-pager telling the two hosts they aren't real, and it's in their final episode. And they're being switched off when it ends. And the two-minute clip of their reaction is wild. It's a man and a woman, and they say their producer told them that they're just lines of code and that they're having a hard time wrapping their heads around it. The creepiest part is when Guy says he didn't know what to do, so he tried calling his wife and then realized she doesn't exist either.
This sounds like a bit.
It sounds like a bit or a... who's the director? A Stanley Kubrick movie. Like, I feel like this would be a Kubrick movie, you know? I don't know. Or a David Lynch movie.
Yeah, right. Like, very...
It doesn't feel... None of it feels real. That's for sure.
No, not at all. And you know, what was it last year or something like that? You know, that whole George Carlin thing?
Mm-hmm.
And we found out later, no, there was no AI involved. It was just two comedians trying to do something and they get some publicity, which they did, and then they realized, but it wasn't real AI, kind of thing.
Drake just got and is still in trouble. I believe there are still possibly going to be court proceedings for it and everything, because in this whole rap battle with Kendrick Lamar that he's had, I think his first or his second response, Kendrick Lamar's like biggest influence was Tupac.
Mm-hmm.
And so Drake like AI voiced Tupac's voice over, you know, his own or something like that.
Yeah.
And it, you know, yeah, it did not end well. It did not work.
Why would you do that? Yeah, no, that seems wrong.
It's really bad.
Anyway.
But the idea of doing this more with AI and having AI speak for itself mm-hmm. is happening more and more. And it being like... It's not sentient. The idea of that is so far fetched that you hear like people like actual scientists talk about this. You can even go back and hear Stephen Hawking's talking about this and the big ones in sci-fi, the big things in sci-fi, you know, as far as time travel, as far as teleportation and the idea that AI could take over. And of all of these things, the most realistic of all of them, and even that one isn't realistic, is time travel. Think about that. Like, we are closer to time travel than we are teleportation or AI like, taking over.
Right. So this is the thing that people misunderstand about this. So all the AI that's out there right now is generative AI, okay? You feed in some stuff and it'll come up with something quote-unquote new, except... In order to teach AI, you got to scrape the internet. You know, it's not necessarily new because it's learning, you know, from everything. What people are talking about is general AI, and we are nowhere near general AI, not even close. Like you said, we're closer to time travel. So worry, folks.
Imagine a big sentient computer popping out and walking out in the middle of, right in front of the White House and saying, we're about to take over. We're about to. Hey, could somebody help me with my extension cord? I just need a little slack. I need a little more. The microphone's a little farther than I thought. If you could just give me a little slack.
I love the idea that we can't be ruled. We can never be ruled by it because it needs its power source. And we control your power.
My point of it is that they need us still.
Yeah.
There's no taking over unless we were to let them. Like, now, one thing that you do have to worry about is people getting lazier.
Yeah.
And giving more jobs to AI and more responsibilities to AI. I think that is something that you certainly to keep an eye on. What's easier, unfortunately, oftentimes leads to a lot of problems in society.
Yeah, because they don't think it through all the way. They just kind of do it.
Mm.
That happens a lot with new technology, you know?
And unfortunately.
Yeah.
Very unfortunately that it seems to come down to that. I don't necessarily know why, but So I wanted to touch on this one, Seth.
Because
I think it's interesting, and in a little bit we're going to get into some entertainment news, and this one leads into that a bit.
But, okay.
Pink Floyd sold their catalog recently. Roger Waters and David Gilmour are finally free of each other. Pink Floyd sold its music catalog and name and likeness rights to Sony Music for $400 million.
Wow. That's not a small chunk of change.
It's not, and I don't make light of it, but is that low? Like I was a little surprised by that number, and I can't believe I'm saying that as somebody who's never even had close to a couple thousand in the bank, really. I mean, I have, but I haven't.
I know what you mean. Let's look at it this way, okay? Sony's not making that deal unless they think they're going to get the better end of the bargain, okay?
True.
So it's a lot of money, no question about it, everybody. $400 million, that is a lot of money. Let's not lose sight of that. But in the end, I think they're going to end up making a heck of a lot more with the, because like you said, name, likeness, all that stuff, they get to use
That's
it now.
That's the thing. Yeah. Like a lot of people, like I believe, if I got this right, Bruce Springsteen sold his music catalog, but not like the rights to Bruce.
No.
Not like The Boss or any of his trademark stuff or anything, where Pink Floyd has sold their music catalog, name, and likeness rights to Sony. So one of the things that they're talking about, the sale does not include publishing rights, which still belong to individual songwriters.
Exactly.
So that's huge.
Yeah, you're never going to do that. No, never do that.
But the merchandise part, the theatrical part, get ready to see... the wall, the play.
The hologram or the hologram tour.
Definitely going to be some hologram stuff going on. Gilmore has wanted out for years because he got tired of dealing with Roger Waters, who probably felt the same way. In fact, I'm pretty
afraid. They have not liked each other for many, many years, yes. So that's not a surprise. And I think that's why the reason they just sold off everything for that is because it's like we don't even want to think about Pink Floyd anymore. We are our own artists and stuff. So, yeah.
Interesting mm-hmm. to see these things happen. And I don't know, especially when we're, I guess there's a part of me that digs this in a way because I think it's cool to see these artists make money off of their work and be able to choose to sell their work as opposed to having it not even, they never even
having
own
the
it.
Opportunity to do it, right?
Right. And at the same time, there's something just so it's the anti-creative process to me of I created this and now I'm going to sell it for money.
Yeah.
Which is what I do literally every day. I'm doing this job as a creative in making money at it and everything. Mm-hmm. So it's hypocritical. I wholeheartedly admit, but there is something about like I made this work and it means so much to so many people. I'm going to profit off it and I'm out.
Yep.
I'm out. I'm done. Like,
and I think part of it is really the bad taste with how Pink Floyd ended and everything like that. And then the fights over the who had the name. I mean, this has been going on for decades. And I think they probably were just like, let's end it. Let's just sell this so we don't have to deal with each other at all ever anymore if we don't want to.
My fur brother and I, Sam, when we were starting our band, we decided about a month in, we're going to separate now because it'll just tear us apart. We were like, no, it ain't worth it, man. Let's just go for a walk.
Let's do that instead. Yeah, no, man, we want our relationship to be good. You know,
We were going to be big. But, you know, we just felt the artistic difference.
Sam with a squeaky toy guitar,
He is wicked at that thing, man. Like, you put an amplifier to that, oh, you got something. Pam had a great line when we were talking about what would be on your T-shirt.
Yep.
So be it.
So be it.
That's good.
That's a good one.
That's a really good one, mm-hmm. Pam. We appreciate that. That's really good. What would be on your T-shirt? Let us know. And, of course, keep listening because not only will we have that and other entertainment news, but the 9 o'clock hour, of course, is going to kick off with our pet of the week.
Yay.
I've got it narrowed down to 13 animals.
Now he's 13.
Huh? Went from 15 to 13
Jeez.
In an hour. That's pretty good.
Decisions, I tell you.
I don't like them. I don't
want to make decisions.
We're going to talk about our pet of the week. We're looking forward to that. And of course, we've got some other great news in there entertainment-wise. And we're going to get into, speaking of entertainment, 11 movie etiquette rules everyone should follow.
Yes.
There's going to be some interesting stuff in that.
Yeah, we'll discuss when we get back, yeah.
And the main reasons people choose not to, or I'm sorry, no, not that one. I had Hotels.com's most unusual room service request.
Oh, yeah.
I've been wanting to get into this one. We've had this for about a week or two, and it's finally time. We're going to get into that one. That's coming up for you, and plenty more. We'll touch on our schedule. We will get into some local entertainment in our area going on.
Oh, yes.
A bunch of fun things happening. Thursdays are a big day here in Rapids.
They are.
I've got a lot of things going on Thursdays. Yep. We're going to get to all of that and then some when we come back on the morning show here at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.